Hello and welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. This inner brew at DriveCentric's DC20 has been brought to you by our friends and partners at MXS Solutions, Fixed Ops Digital, M1 Data and Analytics, 321 Ignition, Shop Smart Autos, and VinQ. If you want more brews or you want to find out how to partner with the Car Guy Coffee Podcast, go to carguycoffee.com. Let's brew! What's going on, car guys and car gals? It's Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And it's Fred Lennart, subprime hero.
And we are excited to be brewing with each and every one of you today. And we can't wait to get to chopping about what is popping over in Be More this year. Folks, it is never going to be the same. And I'm excited about it. Fred, cheers, because we're cheers going to our second AsotuCon.
That's right, we are. I'm so excited about it. And what the Automotive State of the Union's been doing for this industry over the last handful of years has been phenomenal. Not only do they have the best parties at all these events, there's always something great. There's always somebody saying something that just blows your mind. The way they bring the energy, the people that are around it, the people that are part of the team, all are there to make this industry better. And that's what I love about them. And that's what I love about this event. This is an event for everyone. It doesn't matter where you come from. You could be independent. You could be franchise. If you love people more than you love cars, you need to get here. I'm telling you that right now. This place is going to blow your mind. This event is going to be the place to be that everyone's going to be talking about until the next one. And I promise you, because that's what happened at the last one. And it was the first one. So, man, I can't wait for the second one, because now that they got the first one out of the way, they knew what were good, what was bad, and they know what they're going to do better this time. And oh, it's going to be big. So I can't wait. Let's go.
Keep growing.
That's right.
They're going to keep making it better. And it is an incredible assembly of car guys, car gals, and all those that make this industry better. And we are bringing our torches together, and we're so honored to be able to do so. So help us out, everybody. You know what you need to do to be able to get this party rocking and rolling. Tag a car guy
and tag a car gal and share.
Get it out there, y'all. There, everybody. Woo! We are going to go ahead and bring in the incredible voices that they are, the one, the only, Paul Daly and Kyle Munciere.
That's right.
Come on, everybody. Let's go ahead and get this party started. Here they
are. Got to dance it up.
They got that walk-on music for us.
Let's
go. Party, guys.
Puts me in a place. It's so good to be here with you. My goodness, I can't believe it's been a year already. I'm thinking about like the insanity that was a AsotuCon last year. Really? Just like we kind of all showed up and we're like, I think this is about to go down.
And it went down. Oh man, it went down.
We lived to talk about it.
We did, you know, and to talk about it and talk about it all the time, you know, and a lot of people are looking forward to this one, and the anticipation, everyone who couldn't make it when they had FOMO, they're all like, I'm coming this year. This is going to be big, my friends. And you guys are hosting it at a bigger place too. It's in Baltimore right now. And I can't wait for everyone to be there, to get down there and have some fun with all of us. But you two, man, the way you guys head up this company, the way that you guys are the face of this company, it's phenomenal, because you guys are definitely a great example of what leaders should be. And man, that's a big deal. So we appreciate you all for coming on the show, giving us some of your time today.
Thank you so much.
Also, let us clear the air just a wee bit, right? Because we just have to be very clear. Baltimore, it's like south of Baltimore. It's basically like
North Annapolis,
right? You know, so if you're a little worried about Baltimore, you don't even have to go downtown. You go to the airport, you drive south 10 minutes and you're at Arundel Mills. And it'll be just a wonderful place. And the venue it's unbelievable. If you haven't seen the photos, check out our LinkedIn or the videos. The main stage is absolutely just a ridiculous stage, and we can't wait to light it up.
Ridiculous.
You guys.
It's kind of it's the big brother or big sister venue to where we were last year. It's owned by the same group, except last year it was kind of spread out. We retrofitted this gigantic bar, basically sports bar, to be a concert event or a event venue. This year it's a hotel casino that has a massive venue space. We're going to have a trade show floor for the first time, so we're excited about that. And last year we were like, hey, are we going to do an event or not, like 120 days before we actually had the event? This year, you know, we've had probably half a dozen site visits at this point, and like, we'll be ready for the people this year.
This is going to be amazing.
People. So there is a lot brewing. There's a lot cooking out there, everybody. And last year, you guys did something incredible. You had some of the biggest slices of pizza we've ever seen. You had the Philly cheesesteaks.
Like,
what is cooking this year? I heard that there's something special happening on Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
Come on now. Let's go.
Yes.
Take a look for some Taco Tuesdays.
Kyle and I had, once we were at a Brian Pasch event, and we were sitting, we're having lunch with Alex Vetter, the CEO of Cars. And sure, we're sitting there talking, and he goes, oh, I've had this before. We're like, what? He's like, conference chicken. He's like, I've had this before, right? Yeah. And, you know, it's just some kind of, and it's always okay. But, you know, we've kind of go in, and the little thing that we say is like, no conference chicken. Yeah. All right. We're going to have conference chicken all fall, all winter long, right? We're going to, I'm sure all the four of us will be sitting over some conference chicken many times over
yeah, the we have before. That's yeah, hilarious.
We won't be sitting over conference chicken at a SodaCon. And hey, like a SodaCon's on a Tuesday. One of the days is a Tuesday, so you know we're having Taco Tuesday.
Absolutely.
Chicken, I love it.
That I love that. I think, matter of fact, the first time I ever spoke with Kyle
was eating some conference chicken.
We were eating some conference chicken. I know what it tastes like. You can taste it right now. It's a gathering place for our industry over conference chicken, yes, but we're going to do it right. We are. This is the, just so everybody knows, like the bane of my existence is walking into a conference, right? And I've only been to a few.
Do you want to see Kyle get grumpy? Here it comes.
You want to see me get grumpy? Send me on a run in the morning, which I run every morning, and then enter conference hall.
No one said
and lay out just a load of pastries only, no hot breakfast. That'll just get me sideways. So we're making sure hot breakfast is available both days. Gonna be good. Yeah. I spend the rest
of the morning talking Kyle down after we get in the room. Like, they said breakfast. This is not breakfast. Croissant. That's a croissant and a muffin.
You know, I can say the last one you had good breakfast too. So I, you know, it was a real
that's a must.
Hey, yeah, look at that. I got to give you all props on that. The food was phenomenal. You know, you all made it feel like we were part of that city too. That's what made it special, being there in Philly, having all the Philly treats, right? And that was pretty cool, you know. So thank you all so much for bringing that type of energy. And then, of course, now we're talking about Tuesday, talking about bringing Taco Tuesday, which is a national holiday, my friends. Every Tuesday is Taco Tuesday.
You almost had to move the event because of it.
That's awesome, and I believe it.
Hey, dealers, Car Guy Coffee Podcast and Certified Solutionaries are honored to be part of
Team VinQ.
The solutions they've been brewing for you to acquire more vehicles, advertise merchandise, and manage those vehicles has made them one of the most sought-after dealer partners in the market.
They are 100% CGC approved.
And when you visit them at VinQ.com,
you'll see a whole hill of beans worth of reasons why.
Team VinQ, let's brew!
That's what's up. I love that. That's awesome. Yeah.
That's the dedication that you guys have to making sure that literally what we consume during this event is high quality and it's other than. It's something different than what you're going to get anywhere else. So whether it's on the main stage, it's in a breakout session, right, it's on a podcast, it's just walking around and doing interviews on the street and all around, you're consuming and you're collecting so much incredible information, as you guys consistently do, to deliver to the industry. At this particular point, now that you're on your second one, you've done your after action reviews, you've refined it down to doing something even better, and we already know 2024 is going to be even better than this. But you guys are at a spot right now where it's really getting loud. So many people are starting to really feel it, and it's starting to get ingrained inside of the automotive culture.
That's right.
What is it that it feels like for you all right now to be able to be at this event and say, all right, now it's time to step it up to the next level? How does that feel? What does that pressure feel like, knowing that, yeah, we got to bring the heat. It's got to be even better. I mean, whether it's the acts that are on the stage to even what you're bringing in the content and the people. How does it feel to have that moment in front of you right now?
Yeah, it definitely feels like pressure. I'll tell you that. It just the same way, you know, there's a pressure, but it's like driven by this hunger that we know there are all of these great practitioners in the industry. And we know there are all of these people on the fringes that truly believe, like we have these bracelets we're having at SodaCon. They say more than cars on the front. The people that embrace this element and they know this about the industry, that it's about so much more than cars. It's about the way you serve your community. It's about even going to work every day because you have dreams and your family has dreams. And that is part of the fabric of the industry. but also tying that like feel good stuff about like how we're wired and all those people on the fringes that feel that way, tying it to the actual logistical practitionership that it takes to run a great dealership that allows all those other freedoms to actually manifest and actually happen. So like we feel this, you know, and I probably speak for both of us when I say that. So we feel this like deep hunger that those people on the fringes will take a step closer because we know they're right there. And so all the stuff we're doing, like we feel that, like if we don't get them to take a step closer, that's where we feel like we failed because we know that thread of truth and belief is in them.
Yeah. And like to double down on that, I mean, we started off this little podcast and this, or this growing big podcast. We started off with the fact that yes, we throw great parties and the goal is to have amazing food and all of the elements around the content, mm-hmm. like give life to the actual content, because we know you spend 2, 3, 4 days, whatever you can spend out of the dealership, out of like the grind, that you have to get work done in this. And we are intentionally curating panels, mini keynotes, main stage panels around real work. What does it actually practically, tactically take to do the business of freeing up ourselves to do all these things in life, right? To love people more than live cars, to love your family, to bring your family along in your career. All of the things that we believe are deeply rooted in the souls of every person in auto take business practitionership, profit margins, like good business practice mm-hmm. to be able to happen. And so there will be things like getting the data out of your CDP, leading people in cultures, understanding, you know, like how to dig into your CRM to actually work on the customers that are sitting there right in front of you. All those are going to be practical things. And one of the things that we heard last year was that it was like a fire hose. I mean, we had everybody running between breakout rooms, like within 4 minutes, it was like, that one's done. Break.
Golf, like they right? don't need room to move.
Yeah. So
just go there.
We freed it up a little bit. We've got movement time. We've got a plenty of movement time in between breakout sessions and the main stage. And there's time to be in spaces and have conversations after someone's done speaking, go up to them, be able to ask more questions if you didn't get that time during their speaking session. We wanted to make sure and allow more time to breathe, to have those conversations, because we know that the real work happens afterwards. And creating the connections and the conversations there actually allow you to do that more outside of the conference time. So that was one thing that we heard last year that we were really intentional about changing up and innovating on this year.
And you I love that, added man.
A lot to the party, right? Wow. You guys have added a lot of people to this party this time, right? Yeah. Inside of Asodu itself and yeah. then onto the main stage. Yeah. What are some of the great people that we're going to be able to meet that are connected to Asodu that maybe they didn't get to see last year?
I think bringing back the OG, the very first live stream, we kicked it off with Dr. Nicole Lipkin. And I think that had everybody stand back for a second because she's not from inside the auto industry, although she does consult, but she's a practicing psychologist. She's a practicing therapist. And that was a moment, if you remember that first moment, is when we were just in the middle of the first lockdowns ever in history of being alive in this country. And she kind of came with some very practical advice on how to think clearly and how to balance your mental energy. And last year she came to AsodaCon again, was one of the highest rated sessions, bringing very practical thoughtfulness to it. So I think if you've seen her on some of the content, you've seen her and missed her, you'll get to see her because we're bringing her back again this year is another thing. And then obviously we were just talking about Jesse Cole, who maybe actually has been a part of Asoda for a while. He was on our first year end extravaganza. He's been in the ecosystem, and Jesse Cole, owner, founder of the Savannah Bananas baseball team. If you Google it, ESPN's doing documentaries on them. They have a almost 1 million person waiting list to get into one of their games, a million almost. And so no joke. He's going to be there. And man, Kyle, just tell him about all the other people in the industry.
Well, yeah, I mean,
hands in the dirt.
Well, one, our speaker lineup represents over 1,100 rooftops right now. So, wow. You know,
wow.
The thing that I love is in our speaker list right now, I'm literally going to it right now. We have let's call it, let's see, that's 30, 46 speakers, 29 of which are dealers, right? So we really, really did, we were very careful to make sure that the speakers that are there are our practitioners. And then we are really excited to have people like Mike Stanton, president of NADA, Steve Greenfield, Jamie Butters, the executive editor or editor for Automotive News.
That's awesome.
So some really cool main stage. One of the ones that I'm really excited about is some people in the Asodu world may know the name Darren Doan. He's done some content with us, been on stage, been on podcasts with us before. He's bringing in a gentleman named John Sacco. Now, John Sacco actually is in the recycled metals industry, and there is an extremely dynamic parallel to what he's doing in the recycled metals industry and what we're doing in the auto industry, as well as just the connection between the two industries and how they rely on each other. And so I love like seeing you, what you do every day, sell and service cars, related to how another industry that looks like an adjacent industry or not a parallel industry is very parallel. So that'll be a really neat conversation as well.
Wow. And that answers that question that Jordan had asked a moment ago. He had asked who you were most excited about seeing speak, right? And I think that's a really, really cool lineup. I love everyone that you talked about and how they represent so many rooftops. That's huge, you know. And
I thought he was gonna say Paul J. Daly personally.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what I was gonna say, but you know, but that
means of a little hurt. Of a little
we have
hurt.
A lot of great people chiming in. You know, we have, of course, we got Brian Ortega saying, yo, the Fab Four. Of course, Jordan Cox, man, what a great addition to y'all's team. I love Jordan. I love his content. I love his energy. It's phenomenal.
You're like, Brian, I love him even more when he wants to grow up and be me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he did say that. I did. He said, I want to grow up and be Fred. Thank you, Jordan. Thank you. You're so nice. It's because he likes my yard, I think. You think he likes the way I get the lines done, right? We're both yard guys, so I love that about it. What's going on, Jordan? Can't wait to see you soon. And then, of course, we got Steven. What's up, my friend? He says, positive energy, ultra-relevant topics, and the right speaker solutions combined together at AsotuCon. Community matters. There's so much to gain there. Yes, sir.
He understands. He gets it.
Hey, dealers, franchise and independent, we have some great news for you and your number one sales pro.
Your website. Partner with Team MXS, we have the ability to pull you out of that cookie cutter merry-go-round and help your website embody what it means to do business with you.
From the highest quality production to the most strategic optimization, we want to help you connect better to the ever-changing market.
We owe it to you and your team to at least let us do a quick
and free
checkup on your website. We can't wait to hear from you.
Go to teammxs.com. Back to the show.
He is definitely in the culture. He gets that 100%. And there's no doubt. I know Steven. He's a phenomenal guy. Great gentleman doing some amazing things. A good name in the industry, right?
For sure.
And of course, we got Nathan. What's up, bro? Yes. Working on a brand new keynote just for this year. That's big.
Dr. Lipkin is. Yeah. So Dr. Nicole Lipkin's bringing some fresh fire.
That's right. So it's going to be all fresh for all of us, man. And it's going to be at this event. So be ready for some amazing, amazing information, my friends. Inspiration is what I should say. Then, of course, we got Wes. He's saying, I just want to meet Jordan Cox.
Don't we all? Don't we all?
And then see that love just getting sent all over the
place. Those long stripes. Yes, sir. I'm blessed. I love it.
Connections keep going.
They're just fired up in the comments today.
And then Brian says, you know, Darren Doan is the man. Yes. Yes. He is. Yes.
You know what, Kyle, when you were talking about Darren and John Sacco, they've made this docuseries called Repurposed, and they go around and make this very beautifully shot documentary on the fact that these metal recyclers were like kind of the first environmentalists. And they talk, but they're talking about an industry that people look at maybe from a distance with a perception on, and that we're actually going to show some clips at the event from this. And they've gotten theirs on Amazon Prime. It's getting a lot of attention. But it kind of reminds me, like when you come to a SodaCon and you see things like, you know, the recycling industry or Dr. Nicole Lipkin or Jesse Cole and Savannah Bananas in the context of automotive, where you also have the Alan Hagues and the high level operators and practitioners. I've had this experience where, like, I'll spend some time in a big city like New York City, for instance, and you spend a week there and you go in and you're kind of in the middle of all of that complexity. and the people moving around and the challenges that it takes just to move around and all the business people walking around and just things are happening and being done and everything's larger than life. And then I fly back to Syracuse, right? And usually it's late because that's when the flights get back to Syracuse is late. And I get in my car and I drive right through the center of Syracuse, which in context to where I was just at, seems like a little sandcastle, you know?
That's about right. That's about
and I'm driving through it. And all of a sudden, the leap when you leave, you know, like the complexity of your life and the things you're trying to accomplish, the perspective you're trying to have are like, man, it's like all these people in this city here, Syracuse. And, you know, and then you go somewhere like New York and you come back. You're like, you know what? All that other stuff's happening. Like, I can own this town. Right.
Yes.
You come back home and you're like, and that's kind of, I feel like, what the Asotocon experience is. You go to Asotocon and you get a really zoomed out view of all these things and you go home and you just feel capable, right? Yeah. I met all these other people that are doing it. I met all these other people who are doing these things and they're willing to help. And I learned this and I met them. And this level of excellence and this level of looking over the horizon is just normalized. And then when you get home, you realize like, oh, I'm not by myself this way. All these other people, it's normal for them too. And that's when community starts to happen. And that's when you start seeing the difference. So, and that really is what we're trying to cultivate. Like, bring them all together, send you home with excellence being normalized in your life.
Love that.
And possible.
Possible. Right? Cause you see,
yes.
Cause you see it.
Possible. You're like, oh, they other did it. People. And then you have a conversation. You realize we're same. Why? The only difference is they actually applied and they did it consistently. Right. I just need to do the same. And then now they have the power that the faith to be able to do it themselves.
Because people can like, I can imagine in a lot of like small markets across the country, or maybe big markets too, when you have this thought or even this you know, idea to do something you've seen somewhere else, people will call you an idealist. Like, you can't do that. You can't sell cars that way. You can't make the process like that. You can't possibly do this. You're an idealist. And then when you go to like places like Asotocon, you meet other people who are doing it. You're like, oh, I guess I can't be an idealist if they're actually doing it, right? It's possible. And so I like that mentality of just saying like they're actually doing it.
Well, or recognizing that like as big as some things in auto get, like we have the CMO of Group One coming, as big as Group One is, right? That there are challenges and there are things they're struggling with and trying to figure out. And some of them are very in line with what single rooftops are trying to figure out, right? It's not like anybody is immune. You know, yes, there are economies of scale and things are different. But at the same time, we all put, you know, as the famous saying goes, like we all put our pants on one leg at a time every single day, right? Right, sometimes two if you're feeling fancy and you lay back on the bed, you know? But like you put both legs in the pants. And so it's like that. I think that it's both. It's you can look and see someone doing something forward thinking or that you didn't think was possible or that others told you wasn't possible. And you can also like reconcile the fact that yes, others struggle with the same things that I'm struggling with, no matter how big or small their dealer or dealer group is.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And I agree, Jordan Cox. You can't spell Brian Ortega without Nabari or Carteray. He's so still. All right. So there's a lot of fun comments going on in the background. I love it. Thank you all for participating and having fun during this show because this is a great show. And in real talk, you know, there's so many amazing things, so many amazing people, so many amazing processes that are out there that if you just come to the event like this and hear about it and understand that it doesn't take that much more work. It just takes work, you know, and but it takes enthusiasm as you do it. And knowing that there's a prize at the end of it, you know, that you're digging here for gold. And eventually, if you keep digging, that gold is there. Just don't stop inches from it. Just keep moving. And that's where you'll get the inspiration to go those three more inches of digging so that you can get to that gold. Because sometimes we quit right before then and because we don't think it's possible. We're like, man, I've been doing this forever. It's not there. When there's somebody right there saying, yeah, it is, man, just keep digging. Mm-hmm. I did it. Here's where I'm at. So that's why I love what you're talking about. Community. Brian's right. You can't spell community without unity. And it does take all of us to do so. And what I love about what we're talking about here is we're taking all those wallflowers. We're taking all those people who are standing back and we want you to come here and have your voice. You deserve a voice. Those wallflowers are smart people doing amazing things and we need to hear about it. So if you have a voice, come on, share it.
And that's the thing that you guys do greatly with unifying the industry is that you're not just taking those that are selling the cars. You're not just wanting to hear about the ones that are leading new trends inside of the service department. You're not just wanting any one particular area. As much as the focal point is on the people, you take it even more granular and take it to the person.
That's right.
The More Than Cars event that has been historical, folks. It's been incredible to see what they've been doing and who they've been exposing inside of the industry. If you haven't had the chance to catch an episode of it or to see what they're doing, folks, it's awesome because it takes it down to the person inside of the position and then shows how awesome it is, whether it's just, I mean, really unwrapping a vehicle to making sure that you're setting new trends as far as how a dealership operates in its entirety.
We know you're enjoying the show so far. We just wanted to quickly remind you about our partners at
Fixed Ops Digital
and how they are automotive's premier service marketing and technology company.
Not only proud sponsors of the Car Guy Coffee podcast, but they also serve as your dedicated point of contact for all your online service marketing related needs.
Servicing dealerships throughout the U.S. and Canada, the mission is to create a better online experience for your service customers while using data intelligence to drive more fixed operations revenue.
If you want to take your service marketing efforts to the next level, go to
FixOpsDigital.com.
Back to the show.
Let's go.
They are helping expose some incredible people in the industry. How has this journey been for you all so far on the More Than Cars? And how much is that fused together, all that's actually coming together with the SODU right now?
Yeah, well, More Than Cars is a docuseries that we've set out to make to show the rest of the world the inspiring things that happen inside real car dealerships on an everyday basis. We've shot the pilot episode. We've released the pilot episode. You can see it for free at morethancars.tv. We're about to release episode 2 and we're going to premiere that. It's actually, we just go to one dealership, Beaver Toyota in Cumming, Georgia. And that's going to be in a few weeks here, September 15th, or that's going to be the premiere. We've already shot episode 3, which was at the West Hur Auto Group in Buffalo, New York. And we're about to shoot episode 4 next week at Mohawk Chevrolet in Schenectady, New York, just north of Albany. Oh, I mean, yeah,
what a lineup of amazing stores to highlight.
That's some people. No joke. Yeah,
no doubt. Wow, congratulations on all that, and congratulations to Automotive for being able to have an opportunity to have a light shined on us, and that's what it's about. Thank you all for.
We're gonna be premiering the West Hur episode 3 at a SODUCon.
I love that. Sure.
Get the popcorn. You're going to watch it on the big screen with everybody else. The West Hur, they're bringing people in, the West Hur group. And
Paul, we forgot the popcorn.
We did forget.
Hold on. I got to dial someone up for popcorn.
We're going to get popcorn.
We might have
I just spoke it into existence.
Let's go.
Yeah, how are we not going to have popcorn? It's a really great
point. All right. So we're brewing solutions right here, folks.
That's right. Yeah.
Let's go.
Oh
yeah, and so like how people can get involved.
Just send a text. It's in the works.
It's in the works. And this is where I think that the four of us on the screen crave so deeply other people to get involved, and we try to create channels like this podcast and these shows where people and your clubhouse rooms you were just talking about, places where people can like connect with the others, connect with the other people that think the same way they do. They believe the same way we do. Both of you, Fred and Lou, you know very well the moment and what people's faces look like when you come in a room and you talk about the belief and conviction you can have in the midst of the auto industry, and you watch people's faces light up and nod and agree with you and be like, I didn't know anyone else thought or felt that way. Right. And More Than Cars.
I felt that way. Right.
You start talking about it. You're like, oh, that's in there. Right. And so that's what we're trying to do with More Than Cars, is like awaken that in the industry first, but designing a show that people, even if you're not in the industry, you'll watch it and be like, wow, these are great stories. There's something going on here, because we know that we want to bring all the other great people from whatever industry they're messing around in. They got to come into automotive and be part of this family.
Yeah, that's so true. That is so true. And that is what exactly ultimately, like, everything that I want the future of our industry to be golden. And we need good people that wouldn't normally come in this industry because of the reputation.
Yeah.
So the louder that we can be about More Than Cars, the louder that we could be about Car Guy Coffee and the solutionaries that are out there, the better that this industry can be, because we need to highlight them. We highlight too many bad things because of the news and because of, crime. We need to stop that, right? We need to be better than that. This industry is better than that.
And we actually,
it's so true, though. But this industry actually
it operates so much better with honesty and transparency. It operates so much better with people that love and care. It operates so much better when you put people over profits, when you put, you know, when you put relationships over revenue, when you do all these sayings that we hear, not just say them, but actually do them and mean them. It makes a difference. And the future of our industry will be bright. The future of our industry will be great. It's already going to be great.
It is.
But I'm telling you, it could be better, faster, and stronger, and it can be everlasting. And all this AI, we're worried about people and technology and information and digital age. No, we have control of that if we just put work behind it. So right. We don't want to put the work in, so AI has to step in. So let's figure that out and let's do it right. Put your heart and soul into this industry and let's attract those people that want to put their heart and soul in something that matters. And
let's
this industry does matter, period.
Let's
and
go.
And that's what I love about what you all are doing. That's why I will always honor what you guys do. We'll always do whatever I can to highlight it because you guys are doing great things. And I'm thankful for people like you.
Show them your shirt, Fred. Show them your shirt. It says push back. That's OG Asotu swag right there. Push back because that's what we're all doing. We're pushing back on the narrative.
That's right.
We're pushing back on the stigma. And you're rocking that pushback. I'm going to wear mine. I haven't worn that shirt in too long.
So Scott Winning is saying he's looking forward to attending his first Asotu Con. Come on down. Let's go. Excited about that and getting to meet some great industry leaders.
That's right,
and
brother.
Learn. Just got my tickets yesterday. That's what's up. And for anybody else that's wanting to get some tickets, go ahead and flash that again one more time. If you want to make sure that you do get a bit of a discount off of those tickets, go ahead and enter discount code CGCDEALER50 for 50 smackers off your ticket, folks.
That's right.
Get you some of that.
And tickets are $100 off already, so you'll get an additional $50 off that until September 1st. So you got like 3 days.
Get after it, my friends. Just go to asotucon.com, and I promise you, you can at least get some information, but just click the button and come. You're going to miss something, and you're going to have that, I should have been there. Man, I wish I was there. You're going to be doing the post. We're like, man, I have FOMO. Why? Just be there.
We're no FOMO there. Posts. No more FOMO.
No FOMO posts. Just be there.
Heck yeah. What's going on, Joey Bell? What's happening from California?
71 days down. You're right. I am done. Yes. I'm 71 days into 75 hard. I'm four days away.
Oh, my goodness. Dude, are you serious? That's so legit. Yeah.
That is legit, man.
And the beard's pounds. Coming back, too.
Yeah. Look at that. Beard's strong. Beard's coming back strong. I'm working on mine still, guys. I feel a little left out over here.
That baby face, man. Baby face,
Jordan Cox, we appreciate the love, brother. Fred Lamar and Ramirez are legit connectors in the space. Thanks, brother. We are making huge waves and spreading positivity. Can't help it because why focus on the negative, right?
It's so
easy to focus on the negative, to highlight the negative. And then because you keep staring at the negative, guess what you eventually become? The negative, and you continue to perpetuate that negative flow inside of the industry. We are making a commitment, an intentional commitment to say, we know it's ugly, but let's change it. We know it may not be the best. Let's make it better. And if we choose to accept the way that it's been, then we're going to keep getting what we've got. But
boom,
we're wanting to try to change it up, take it to the next level. That's what we're doing. We're coming together to do so, folks. So get yourselves ready. I'm pumped up about the swag because we need another swag update. Ooh. It's always top level. What kind of special swag's coming this year?
Coming hard this year for sure. Harder.
Let's go. I mean, you all can see this. I got my.
Let's get them.
Got to get it out.
There's a scarf from last year. I think we came harder with the scarf this year.
We did.
Did you?
We
did. Okay. This was pretty amazing. I got to say, this was one of my favorite things, and I love it. That's why I display it in the background all the time.
I definitely had the most gifts from my wife wearing this. I definitely did. She had a lot of funny scarves.
All right. So this year, we're coming hard. We're doing the scarf again.
Yeah.
Thing I've learned about soccer fans, Kyle has been like hand holding me into the world of soccer fans, is they are fanatical about their team. It's literally a part of life. Yeah. So when we did the scarves last year, I never took the thing off. I was like, I kept this on for the entire event. I'm probably going to do that again. So real fresh scarf design this year. We just got the proofs back from the factory. They sent us the videos. Like, here they are. They're in production. That's happening. Also have some really cool stuff. We have these new bracelets. They say More Than Cars on them. You're not going to be able to see them on my camera because I don't have autofocus. We got these. These are actually going to be on the site for sale. We're bringing a variety. Oh, we have those. Yep. More than love people more than you cars bracelets. The shirt that you have on, we have that in a bunch of varieties at a SoDaCon. So we're going to have different color prints because everybody is always like, where can I get that shirt? We're going to have some long sleeve hoodies. You want to tell them about like the real sweet little test tube thing, Kyle?
Okay.
This is real good.
We had this idea. We were like, this long phrase, we got to get it everywhere. And I don't know where the idea came from, but all of a sudden we were like shoelaces. And so we have multiple colorways of the More Than Cars design on shoelaces. And they're going to come in this little nice little test tube, says More Than Cars on it. You unscrew it and get your shoelaces out and strap them on your kick.
That's so ready.
But like everybody's, you're going to see everybody's going to be ducked down like this.
Rocky, yeah, like change your laces.
I already know. I'm doing it. I know there's going to be a pair of my ones are going to be having some of y'all's laces in it.
We'll get them. As soon as we get them, you'll have them. And we're super excited about the custom shoot. We're going to have black print on white laces that says love people more than cars, Sodu, and repeat all the way across the lace. We're going to have white print on black laces, and then we're going to have...
Quick question. Do you know what SmartPixel 2.0, location IQ, and audience IQ have in common?
You know I do. They are solutions that our friends and proud sponsors, M1 Data and Analytics, are brewing for automotive and beyond.
Once again, you're right, my friend. And we want to invite all of our audience to go to m1-data.com to see how they can help propel your business forward with the right data insight.
Go check them out at m1-data.com.
Let's brew!
Come on now, back to the show.
White print on these mint green laces, which are kind of the color of Kyle's background right now.
Yeah,
it's I'm thinking I have a pair of ones that I'm going to just call the Asotucons, and I'm going to just...
That's Asotucons. Done. Done. Perfect. I got my hold up. Look at this.
Oh, we already know he's gonna break out some
talking swag.
Air Force Ones.
I got a special pair made up for this. I got to put the custom laces in them.
They got
a little freshness. Says a Sodu on the back. And this thing, they have fancy thing on the front that's coming off, and it's getting the Sodu laces. And these are all like this kind of cool textile. So
right on, man. Yeah,
Are we going to talk about what we're doing? We have to. Now we can't stop talking about the cool things that we're doing with like merch and logos.
Let's
on
go. Stuff. I got to hear about it.
Okay. We're officially announced. This is big deal. If people are on this stream, this is like this is the first announcement.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
So some people may have seen we're partnering with a group called Vehicles for Change. They
Oh, I know. I was like, what's he gonna say? Oh, this. Yes.
So Vehicles for Change basically has a technician training program for incarcerated men and women that allows them to be fully certified technicians coming out of their time in jail. And then they have partnerships with multiple dealer groups to place them in jobs like immediately coming out. It's a massive charity, amazing charity. They're like 10 minutes from the venue. People can actually go and check it out. But here's what's really cool. We have two items that will be available for silent auction that are one of one custom items that 100% of the proceeds are going to go straight to Vehicles for Change. The first one, and the reason why I'm talking about it, is a custom pair of Air Force Ones that are going to be custom designed with the laces, and they'll have custom design actually on them, and there's going to be special material and all of that. So you got to save your pennies for that. And one of our employees actually makes custom guitars. And so we are building a custom guitar specifically for this Asotucon event, custom pickups, custom grain, custom materials, the whole night, even potentially, I think we're working on custom tuners. That will all be custom made one of one guitar that it will be available via silent auction with 100% of the proceeds headed to Vehicles for Change. So if you're into at all guitars or custom,
it's gonna be awesome.
I feel like there's gonna be like this, like everybody's gonna be down to the wire, like you're gonna go higher, well, you're gonna go higher.
I'm already gearing up because I know I'm gonna see it and I'm gonna be like, I kind of need that.
I hear you.
That's
on that.
Incredible.
I'm over here like both items sound very interesting to me.
Yeah, it would look really good behind you guys. It'd look good behind you.
It would look really good behind me. You know what I'm saying?
And like, now we're like, do we, like, what do we do? Because Kyle and I both play. We're like, I'm like, come
I want
stage,
the guitar. He
the
wants
thing,
the guitar.
Right? Come out playing a little Lenny Kravitz on it. Like, we're going to have the band. We're going to have the whole Live Tonight band from Nashville is going to be on stage.
That's going to be amazing. Oh, what a
it's
great band.
Be like the Tonight Show. Oh, yeah. So they're going to, we actually remember last year they had like the 12 piece band and the dancers and the lights. Well, it's, mm-hmm. They're bringing more people this year. Bigger stage.
They
hit every amazing hit that they, it was like hit after hit, and we're all dancing, just getting down.
I left there sweaty.
Dude, we were all in. And here's the thing. So you think about, we were talking with Jesse Cole on his podcast, which I think is releasing tomorrow. And we were talking about this element of like, what happens at the end of a baseball game? I know you can go listen to it tomorrow too, because he says a lot more than this. And he says, well, you know, people usually leave early. I was like, that sounds a lot like an automotive event, right? You know, whatever it is, it's like that last day coming around and everybody's on their Delta app. Just like, is there an earlier flight? You know what I mean? I'm kind of, our goal with a SoDaCon is to make it a giant crescendo at the end to where people wish they could stay longer. And so the last day is going to be the Live Tonight with the band on stage. And then Jesse Cole, our most featured keynote, going right into this concert party from 12 South with this energy. And so we want it to be so like people are like, do we have to go home? And we're even doing something that I don't think, Kyle, I don't know if I've ever seen this before. You guys can tell us if you've ever seen this.
I've never seen it.
The next day, when everybody's shuttling on their way out, we're actually doing a reverse welcome reception. It's like some coffee in the morning and a place where people can come and just stop, grab some coffee before they go to their flight, say goodbye to some friends and, you know, have a few conversations. So we're going to try to like wind it down a little bit too. Right. We're going to play the little lo-fi music, make sure everybody's like, okay, we're on the down now, ready to go home, ready to go back into the world and make all that change.
Can you tell that we're excited? We're just a wee bit excited.
I'm getting more excited now that we're talking about it. It's been a while since we talked through it.
This is going to be so live. I wish it was tomorrow now. I'm like, I want to get there, right? This is going to be so much fun. This is like going to Disney World for automotive, folks. I'm telling you, there's going to be more rides and treats and fun that you could ever imagine. There's going to be entertainment. There's going to be education. So it's going to be edutainment. That's what it's all about, man. And inspiration to take back to your stores, to your people, more importantly, not just generally the stores, but coming back to your people, injecting them with some information, some edutainment, right? And making sure that that is possible by going to places like this so you can see that it's possible because other people are doing it. So come on out, my friends. This is open invite for all you all. Osotucon.com. CGC. What was the code again? I forgot it already.
Car Guy Coffee CGC dealer?
Dealer.
Something like that, right? There it is. CGC dealer 50. Rolled right off the tongue. Real easy, remember. But folks, right there. Don't forget this. CGC dealer 50. We want to make sure that you're there. It's worth every dollar, but getting a discount, man, come on. You could use that 50 and get you something while you're there, right? Get you a present to bring back to your loved one.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a lot of swag. We want a lot of shirts. We're going to be printing shirts on site. So, you know, my whole sales team needs these. My service advisor needs these. Love people more than cars.
You're going to be able to bring a carry-on bag, a check bag. You're going to have, I mean, you'll probably be coming home with a guitar. Shoes.
We'll ship the guitar back if you don't want to carry it.
Be able to carry stuff back.
No, I'd want to carry it. I'd be on the thing like I'm a musician.
It's gonna backstrap the thing, right? Like leave it out of the box.
Excuse me.
Sunglasses inside the whole thing. Everybody's gonna be like, "Who is that?" He's huge on TikTok.
Yeah. See me on TikTok.
European TikTok. He's gigantic.
In Bulgaria. Huge.
But everybody, we can't wait.
Oh man,
out there! And if you can't tell by this little bit of time that we've had about how exciting it is, man, you need to just go ahead and ask somebody that's been there before. Don't just take our word for it. I get it. We are voices out there, and we tend to bring a little bit of hype to some situations that are happening inside of automotive. But go ask somebody that's been there. What was it like? What did you get? What did you bring back? How did it change you? And do you want to go back? Because I can't. I mean, I think really the reason why you had to take it to the hall, right, and you needed to find a bigger venue is because people found out about it. And everybody's trying to say, man, we need to get out there. So we are going to be having fun at the hall, at the Live Casino and Hotel in Bemore, Maryland. And
well, south of Beemore. Just south of Beemore.
North Annapolis. North Annapolis.
Airport, 10-minute drive. You're there, my friends.
That's good.
I'm excited. This is going to be live. This is going to be everything that you guys are looking for. The event, the actual venue's name tells you exactly what's going to be happening. So get there and be there live. I'm telling you, it's going to be well worth your time. And like I said, you will go back to your store inspired and ready to do something different. Cheers to that, my friend.
Cheers to that. I'm going to get some coffee with you, brother. Heck yeah, Jordan. Pumped up about that. Well, gentlemen, is there anything else you want to make sure that people know before we wrap up this show?
Man, I think we said it all. We just really hope we get to see you there and hang out. Gave it all. All in the field.
That's right.
That's right. That's right. Lay it all out there. Heck yeah. Well, folks, you know what we need to do before we wrap up this show. We need to make sure that we drop some of those F-bombs that don't offend the moms and get everybody excited to forget, focus, fly, and have some fun at this incredible, incredible second great collaboration that is a SoduCon. Let's go ahead and get some forgive, focus, flying, and some beats moving and grooving, everybody. Remember, this is the kind of event that you're going to leave with a little new rhythm, a little new pep in your step. You're going to leave with maybe some sparks. You might leave with a guitar, some fresh kicks, and some laces. But with that, folks, we want to make sure that you take something that you can use. And with that, are going to be some fresh moves. So let's do it together, everybody, on three. Forgive, focus, fly. One, two, three, forgive. Focus, fly, and keep growing, keep growing. Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. If you're watching this on the replay, go ahead and drop some comments in there. Share this around, let everybody know what's going down. Thank you so much for tuning in. We have had the incredible Kyle Muncier and the one, the only Paul Davis.
That's right.
SoduCon. I am Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And I'm Brelan Arts, the subprime hero.
And you can bring solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. We will see you at SoduCon. We're out, everybody. Peace.